I was rear-ended and smashed by the defendant, Maria De La Rosa.
This driver has no doubt.
Did you see Miss De La Rosa?
Yes, Your Honor.
Who was driving?
She was driving.
And what happened next was no accident.
When I got out to exchange information, I made eye contact. Me and her made eye contact before she drove off.
I'm going to let Miss De La Rosa dig her own hole.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 22-year-old Crystal Bowers is suing fellow motorist Maria De La Rosa for rear-ending her and then fleeing the scene.
Order. All rise. Case number 161 on the calendar, the matter of Bowers versus De La Rosa.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge, parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Bowers, it is your claim that the defendant hit your car.
Yes, Your Honor.
And took off.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to let Ms. De La Rosa dig her own hole. Mm-hmm. When did this happen?
May 19th.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you step over to the chart? Is that your chart?
Yes, ma'am.
So tell me how you were traveling and what happened, please.
I was traveling eastbound on 5th Street.
Fifth Street in what city?
In Austin, Texas. And I was heading towards 35. I had just left Rebels Honky Tonk. It's a dance club where me and my friends go dancing. We're very avid dancers, so we throw each other in the air.
What time?
What time were we leaving, Your Honor?
Yes, what time did this happen on?
Around 2:25 a.m. We were heading eastbound on 35, and we were actually in this lane right here, and I heard sirens coming from behind me. And so I went ahead and I turned on my blinker and turned into the left-hand lane, and I slowed down to a stop, where then the fire truck pulled and stopped directly in front of us, and I was rear-ended and smashed by the defendant, Maria De La Rosa.
Okay, so the blue car is her car.
Yes, ma'am.
And you were hit in the rear.
I was.
You were pulling over four fire trucks.
For the
because
fire truck.
You're required to pull over.
Yes, ma'am.
To the left. All right, step back. Did you get out of your car?
I did, Your Honor.
When you got out of your car, did you see Miss De La Rosa?
Yes, Your Honor.
Was she in the car with anyone else?
Yes, ma'am.
With who else?
I'm...
Male, female?
About three or four other people.
Who was driving?
She was driving. When I got out to exchange information, I made eye contact. Me and her made eye contact before she drove off.
Did you stay at the scene?
I did not.
Where did you go?
I followed her, Your Honor.
Followed her where?
I followed her. She went down numerous amounts of roads, driving recklessly all over the road. She ended up at a house, and she got out, where then I was able to see her once again, the same person, the defendant, who was driving the vehicle whenever I was hit from the rear. And she got out, Hispanic, long, straight, black hair, shorter. This is her. She got out, went into the house, where then I pulled around the corner and stopped at a Hispanic club that was in the area and waited for the police to arrive.
Had you called the police?
I did. I called 911 dispatch on the way as I was following her. My witness is standing here.
Were you in the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Step up, please. Tell me your last name.
Ben Clark.
Where were you seated in Ms. Bowers' car?
I was the passenger.
Front seat passenger?
Yes, ma'am.
If I were to ask you the same questions that I posed to Ms. Bowers about how the accident took place, would your response be the same?
Yes, ma'am.
You heard the fire truck?
Yes, ma'am.
Had you been drinking that night?
No, ma'am.
Did you ever visually see Ms. De La Rosa that evening?
The only time I saw her was when we finally made the destination to the house. I saw her get out of the car with her friends, I would say five or six that were in that car that hit us.
Were you able to see her face when she got out of the car?
I saw her. I didn't see her face. I just saw her body.
If I asked you whether you could, you...
Yes, ma'am.
...was sitting in the passenger seat, could identify... You didn't get out of the car
no, ma'am.
At the accident scene.
No, ma'am.
When Ms. Bowers got out of the car...
Yes, ma'am.
Where did she go when she got out of the car?
Open the door to the...
Towards the back of where the defendant's car was?
Yes, ma'am.
You did not. You stayed
no.
in the car. That's it. All right, Ms. De La Rosa, you're on.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay. You have a car. Pay attention to me. You have a car.
Yes.
What kind of a car do you have?
I have a Chevy Trailblazer.
On the 19th of May of this year, did you have the Trailblazer in your possession?
Yes.
at all times?
Up until I went to the club.
You went to what club?
I went to a club called Geisha.
And this Trailblazer is your car?
It belongs to me and my ex.
Whose name is on the title?
Both of us.
Car have insurance?
Yes.
Did it have insurance on the 19th of May?
Did it
have insurance on the 19th of May?
I don't know.
Did you try to put a claim for the damaged car through to any insurance company?
Yes, Your Honor, I did.
Can I see the result of your effort?
I have no evidence because there is...
No insurance?
Yes, Your Honor.
Right. Okay. I'm listening. You're at a club with your boyfriend's car and your car that has no insurance.
Ex-boyfriend.
And? Come on, I'm listening. The 19th
of
May.
We went to the club, got out. It's me and about six other people. Went to the garage, well, not garage, parking lot where I had paid to leave my vehicle and my car was stolen.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Show me the police report. Just show me the police report.
I don't have it with me.
Very good. Can I see pictures of your car, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have an estimate for the damage?
Yes, ma'am. I have the best case scenario and worst case scenario. I was hit from the rear, and they won't be able to tell if there's any additional damage until they actually pull off the bumper of the vehicle because it's brand new.
Is the car drivable?
Yes, ma'am.
Where's your car?
My ex has my car. When I called to report it stolen, he happens to be a tow truck driver.
I don't believe a word you're saying to me. What I believe is you hit her car.
I didn't hit her car.
I'm speaking. I believe you drove, you hit her car, you knew you didn't have insurance, you knew you were going to lose your car because you didn't have insurance, you took off. As soon as you got home, you picked up the phone and tried to call the police and report your car stolen. That I do believe.
Well, that's not what
That I do believe. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,500. That's all.
Parties are excused when they step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lowry versus Himmel. Step forward.
Patrick Lowry is suing his former tenant, Charlie Himmel, for rent and damage to a garage she used as an art studio.
Where do you folks live?
Richmond, Virginia.
Ever been to California before?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
How many times?
Three or four.
Like it here?
Yes, ma'am.
What about you?
Never to L.A.
Oh, great. Okay, this is what the case is about. Mr. Lowry, Ms. Himmel was somebody that you knew. You agreed to, according to you, rent your garage for her to use as an art studio. The agreed rent was $450 a month, is that right?
Yes.
She agreed to pay the $450 a month. What do you do for a living?
Well, I waitress, but I'm a student.
You have an apartment?
Yes.
You pay rent?
Yeah, I do.
How much do you make as a waitress that you can afford two rents?
Well, I get some help from, like, you know, student loans than my parents. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you say that you rented your garage and you want her to now pay you $5,000.
Yes.
That is not going to happen.
Well, I mean, she owes me that with the damages she did to it.
Listen to me. That is not going to happen.
I mean, she did numerous damages. Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Let me tell you what I wrote on my folder when I read your complaint and answer.
Yes, ma'am.
Nonsense.
Yes, ma'am.
And later today.
Just trying to help her remember that song.
No, I don't want you to help her do anything. If you wanted to help her, you wouldn't leave a 16-year-old in an apartment by themselves.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Patrick Lowry says former tenant Charlie Himmel owes for rent and damage to a garage she used as an art studio.
Okay, you say that she owes you some rent, she and her friends trespassed on your property, used your pool, and that she caused damage to your garage.
Yes, ma'am.
When did she move into your garage?
March 1st of 2013.
And give me the month that you vacated the garage.
I was out by June.
June what?
1st.
So we have March, April, and May. Three months.
She did not pay for May, though. She only paid for March and April. Yes, ma'am.
Don't get ahead of me, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
So she paid you for March, paid you for April, didn't pay you for May.
No, ma'am.
So that would be $450.
Well, I have a lease agreement that she agreed to pay 6 months.
That would be $450.
I had to break that.
That would be $450. Now, I would like to see photographs of the garage prior to her moving in.
I do not have them as in...
Just a second.
Okay.
So the answer is you do not have them.
No, I do not. I have a witness here who rented it before her.
Do not have them. When you rent property, you take a photograph. This is
well,
what
we
my
friends of friends.
Listen, let me tell you what I wrote on my folder when I read your complaint and answer.
Yes, ma'am.
Nonsense.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I wrote when I first read it. Because if she moved out owing you rent in a garage, terrific. If she did damage to your garage, I would actually even be willing to hear what kind of damage, if any, she did to your garage, because you would have photographs of that, which I'm sure I'm
here.
Speaking.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not crazy about you. Could you tell?
Mm-hmm.
Great. The reason is because I don't like people who exaggerate. And then you say that she and her friends trespassed on your property. And how much did you want for them trespassing on your property because she used your pool?
I believe it's how much?
I'm just trying.
$800.
$800.
Yes.
And that's not happening either.
Okay.
So now she owes you $450 for rent, and now I want to see photographs of your garage.
These are photographs of the damage.
Just show me photographs of the garage.
The first one is the hole she put in the roof.
If you say another word, I'm just going to give you $450 and kiss you goodbye.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Figuratively. Okay. Do you know how this hole got in the roof, Miss Himmel?
I do not.
Was this hole in the roof when you rented the garage?
It was a mess when I rented it.
That's not, listen to me, that is not my question to you. My question to you is a very simple one. Take the hair out of your eyes because you're blinking and it's annoying me. I asked you how the hole got in the roof of the garage.
I don't know.
Was it there when you moved in?
Yes.
There was a hole in the roof of the garage that you rented for $450 a month to use as an art studio?
He knew it was going to be used as an art studio.
That's not what I asked you.
It was there when I moved in. The place was a mess when I moved in. It got bigger.
How did it get bigger? From what?
I don't know. It's not my fault.
What kind of work do you... What kind of artwork do you do?
I'm a sculptor.
And how large are your pieces?
They vary in size from...
How's the biggest?
About 12, 13 feet.
How do you get it in and out of the garage?
I have to build it carefully.
I have no idea what this is. Are these the only photographs that you brought me?
Yes, ma'am.
Just this big hole?
Yes, ma'am. And the spray paint that she did on the
floor. Judging for the plaintiff and the amount of $450. Thank you. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Wattman versus Edwards. Step forward.
19-year-old Jay Lee Wattman is suing former roommates-to-be Tommy Edwards and his 16-year-old daughter Cheyenne for the return of rent. Jay Lee says the defendants were evicted from the home before she ever moved in.
Mr. Edwards, I'm going to start with you.
Yes, sir.
This is your daughter.
Yes.
You and your daughter were living together in an apartment. Your daughter is 16.
Correct.
You had work or something that required you to move out of that apartment from one city to another?
I travel.
So you were leaving the apartment?
For a short period of time.
How short?
5 days at a time, come home on the weekends.
At some point, you told your daughter that if she got a responsible adult, she could stay in the apartment because the choice was either leaving this apartment and she would have to go. Are you her mother?
I am.
She'd have to go and live with her mother. She didn't want to live with her mother. She wanted to stay in the apartment. So far as that, what's your first name?
Cheyenne.
Is that about right?
Yes.
So you found Miss Wattman. How did you find her?
We have mutual friends.
What did you do? Did you put out the word that you were looking for someone who was over 18?
Jaylee and I were talking about our lives and updating each other, and I told her that I was looking...
What's your first name?
Jaylee.
So you were talking to each other?
Yeah.
On the phone or through texting?
Text.
Through texts?
Yeah.
And?
I said, I'm looking for a roommate, and she said, well, I just so happen to be looking somewhere to move out to.
And in what month was that?
I believe it was in June.
June of 2013?
Yes.
And where do you live?
I live in Ogden, Utah.
And where was your father going?
To work in California.
To work where?
California.
Doing what?
Pumping concrete.
And how long was he expected to be gone?
He said that he would be coming back on the weekends, and we don't know how long he would be gone at a time, but he didn't work on weekends, so he would come down and then go back.
You mean fly from Utah to California and back?
Yes.
That must be a very good job to pay for that. Round trip airfare every weekend. That doesn't sound like something that I believe at all.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I may be losing my memory. I'm 70 years old. You're 16.
Yes.
You should remember what happened in June.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you gotta spend time thinking and not blowing out your hair.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 19-year-old Jaylee Watman is suing former roommates-to-be Tommy Edwards and his 16-year-old daughter Cheyenne for the return of rent. Jaylee says the defendants were evicted from the home before she ever moved in.
So you discussed with Ms. Watman your need for a roommate, and that was in June of 2013.
Correct.
Did she come and look at the apartment?
Yes.
When did she come and look at the apartment?
I was working, so I'm not sure when. I just left her the key.
Where did you leave her the key?
Underneath a mat that was by the apartment door.
She did not leave the key. It was on June 27th, the day that I went to look at the apartment, and I had to go to her work to go get the key.
Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, I wasn't.
What do you mean, yeah, huh? You know, I mean, I may be losing my memory. I'm 70 years old. How old are you? You're 16.
Yes.
You should remember what happened in June. We're only talking a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You got to spend time thinking and not blowing out your hair. Now, let's go back.
Okay.
She came to look at the apartment, and she got the key from whom?
I guess she came to my
work. Not guess. I want you to think.
So she did come to my work because I had forgotten it. I didn't remember that.
You were supposed to leave it under the mat?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Gotta start thinking. Now, had your father left already?
Yes.
So he was in California?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Positive.
When had he left?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, let's think. Was it a week before, 2 weeks before, 2 days before, a day before? I want you to start to put on your thinking cap.
Okay.
First, I can share.
When did he leave for don't speak to her.
Just trying to help her remember, that's all.
No, I don't want you to help her do anything. If you wanted to help her, you wouldn't leave a 16-year-old in an apartment by themselves. That's helping.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, when did your father leave for California?
It was somewhere in the month of June. It wasn't too long after he had left that I was looking for a roommate.
How much money did Miss Watman give you?
$300.
And she was supposed to move in July?
Yes.
Did she?
No.
Why not?
I got evicted.
I want you to tell me how that worked out. Who told you you were evicted, or did you come home and find the locks off?
A lawyer called me that day, and she said, you have an hour to get your belongings out until an officer comes to change your locks.
And you knew nothing about it?
No.
You sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
And when your father left for California, was the arrangement that you were supposed to stay in the apartment or go to live with your mother?
I was going to stay in the apartment and continue going to school and working.
Well, that sounds so strange because we're talking about June. Your father left the same month, so I would assume that your responsible father who left you alone in the apartment paid June's rent, right?
Yes.
What were you being evicted for?
Not paying rent.
Well, how could you not pay rent if he paid June's rent?
He didn't pay the rent.
Why not? You were still there, according to your daughter. No answer. Good. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $300. Thank you. That's all.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Probably a good decision. I mean, the girl gave my daughter $300. She deserved to have that refunded back.
It's great. She made the best decision. Everything was fair.
It was ridiculous, and I only found out about it about a week prior to this happening, that she was even there without him. It was ridiculous.
Why didn't you go get her?
I had no idea you weren't there.
It was ridiculous.
I was planning on moving in the following weekend, but that day she told me she got evicted.
And it was $2,600, so that's 5 months of rent that he didn't pay. It's not like he just didn't pay one rent month.
As far as Judge Judy, of course, as usual, she always makes the right decision.
Today, it kind of seems like the whole story went together, that it was a scam because she was trying to get me to move in as soon as possible by the end of the month, and then she got evicted, so makes sense.